Welcome, everyone, to Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine. I'm your host, Deanna Lorraine, going over all the latest breaking news, trending topics, and truth bombs that you can't get anywhere else. Go ahead and follow me on social media, especially Gab, Telegram, Truth Social, and Getter at Real Deanna Lorraine, and on X for all the latest and controversial posts, Deanna for Congress. My show is twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time after the Stu Peters Show. And it is 8 p.m. now after a long and crazy week. So let's dive in, grab that cocktail or mocktail, glass of water, glass of wine, whatever you do to unwind and hang out with me for the next hour as we go over the top news of the day with some awesome, exciting guests. We'll be right back right after these messages. Hey, guys. Do you often feel like you've got low energy and you just really want to give your energy a boost that's sustainable all day long? Well, this awesome new product I've been taking, Energy Renew, gives you that kick you need to keep going all day long with no more midday slumps. Plus, it helps you stay on track with your weight loss goals and burn fat way more effectively. Say goodbye to brain fog. Energy Renew keeps your mind sharp and focused so that you can tackle whatever the day throws at you. And who doesn't like that youthful, beautiful glow? Energy Renew not only boosts your energy, but also helps your skin look and feel amazing. Packed with powerful nutrients like tributrin and sun fiber, it is the ultimate energy booster. Go to DeannaEnergy.com to learn more about this amazing product and get yours today. Go to DeannaEnergy.com, that's D-E-A-N-N-A, Energy.com right now to see how this product changes your life. Hey guys, well, I'm here with my favorite doctor, Dr. Mark Sherwood, here today. And guess what I just got? It is a giant box of a Kingdom Crunch cereal, his new line of cereal called Kingdom Crunch. And this particular flavor is acai bowl. And let me tell you, it is so, 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 so tasty and delicious. But besides from it being so tasty, I have Dr. Sherwood here to tell us why it's so good for you too and why it's so amazing and should be in everyone's cupboard. So what's up with this incredible cereal that you sent me that I can't stop eating, Dr. Sherwood?
Well, many times when we hear the word cereal, we think unhealthy, poisonous, yes, chemical, carcinogenic.
Shouldn't be eating it.
That is quite the opposite. High protein, zero added sugars, organic ingredients, and healthy fats such as medium-chain triglycerides. Deanna, that should be in everyone's cupboard, in every child's mouth, every day. That is truly healthy and life-giving for kids. I recommend it all the way. Not because I made it, but because it solves a real problem in today's world.
Excuse me, I can't stop eating it, but I gave it to my son, Maverick, who also loves cereal, but I don't want him to eat cereal except for this. This is really, really good. It's really tasty. It actually tastes like real acai in your mouth. And it's packed full of all these nutrients and no sugar, right? No added sugar.
Right.
That's insane. How is it so sweet then?
Yeah, we use stevia,
okay,
monk fruit, and some allulose there. Wow. All of which, get this, are diabetic friendly. They won't raise blood sugar, which is another benefit. I've had people ask me, can I eat that if I'm diabetic? Yes, you can. And you can fix your diabetes.
Yay. Awesome. Well, this is so good. Where can everybody find this Kingdom Crunch cereal?
They can find it at Sherwood.tv/shots and use your discount code to
save. Promo code shots.
Promo code shots, and they can save some money off there and support your program.
Absolutely. All right. Go to Sherwood.tv, promo code shots, and pick up this delicious Kingdom Crunch cereal today. Welcome back to Shots Fired. Well, we have seen so many horrendous videos and footage of this Hurricane Helene that is just rampaging and ravaging through the East Coast, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and leaving so much damage in its wake and death and injury. It's just unbelievable. And it's also very interesting, the timing of it too. It always, these hurricanes, these major storms always seem to happen right before a major election. We've talked about that before. But then all of a sudden in Acapulco, Mexico, another major hurricane has also happened, Hurricane John. And that's also ripping and roaring through Acapulco. And again, this just happened very recently last year. So what's really happening here? Are these storms potentially geoengineered? Are they really naturally occurring weather phenomenons and events? What's happening here? Let's dig a little bit deeper. And I want to talk to Jeff Berwick. Our friend Jeff Berwick is the founder of the Dollar Vigilante and the founder of Anarcopolco. And he is very well versed in Acapulco, and he lives there part of the time throughout the year. And he's on the ground in Mexico right now and wants to report to us. So, Jeff Berwick, always great to have you on Shots Fired. How are you?
Not too bad, considering everything, Deanna, and kind of sad I'm back on talking about another disaster hitting Acapulco.
Yeah, we always seem to be talking about these disasters hitting Acapulco. First, before we get into more of the rabbit holes down deep into the hurricanes, tell us what is the latest with this Hurricane John? How big is it? You know, for people who haven't been paying attention, what's the status of this hurricane? Where is it hitting, et cetera?
Sure. Just like Hurricane Otis, which hit last October as well, October 27th, it came out of the blue once again. And just to remind everyone, it was a Category 5 hurricane that hit Acapulco last October with no warning whatsoever. So everyone in Acapulco had no idea there was even a hurricane, and a Category 5 hit in the middle of the night, destroyed a lot of Acapulco. This one
and
was
that's
very
unusual, right? I just want to clarify. That's rare. That's not usual for it to a hurricane, especially Cat 5, to strike completely suddenly without warning like that.
It's never happened before, and it's basically impossible naturally. Okay. And then this one happened again, the exact same thing. It was very similar. So I just returned from Europe, and I asked my wife if she wanted to go to Acapulco, and she did her usual thing, and she meditated and prayed, and she said, no, I got another no answer again. And I was like, uh-oh, because that happened last year, and that's why we weren't in Acapulco that time.
Wow.
But we had sent my wife's brother there to handle some business for us. And then my wife mentioned to me last week that a hurricane's hitting Acapulco right now. And I was completely shocked because I had checked the weather, the NHC, NOAA stuff, all the windy.com, all these things earlier that day, and didn't see a hurricane at all near Acapulco. But it was a Category 3 this time, hit completely out of the blue again. Meteorologists were again stunned. For the last one, they said there must have been a secret ingredient because they had never seen something turn from a tropical storm to a Category 5 hurricane in less than 12 hours before. And this one was, again, very similar. So it was a tropical storm, and it turned into a Category 3 and hit Acapulco by surprise again. Again, no one there knew anything. There was even a hurricane around. I was watching things like Hurricane Helen, for example, and seeing people had 2 or 3 or 4 days ahead of time to prepare, as you usually do, because usually you can see these hurricanes coming. But something about Acapulco right now, you can never see them coming. But this one was even crazier in the sense that it hit the first time. So it was a Category 3. It caused a fair amount of damage, quite a bit of rain this time, which was very interesting because the last one, the Category 5, had no rain at all. It was like a giant tornado. And that's actually a better way to describe it. It was a weather weapon, obviously, as is this one. But it was a giant tornado that with no rain that hit Acapulco last time and tore it apart. This time, the wind wasn't as strong. So it came in and hit, and then my wife said to me, oh, it looks like it's over. And I went online and I looked and it's, yeah, the hurricane's gone. And then the next day, my wife told me a hurricane's hitting Acapulco. And I'm like, is this Groundhog Day? Am I just repeating this over and over for some reason? And I go online and I saw meteorologists say they've never seen this before. The hurricane that had hit Acapulco the day before, that was a Category 3, fizzled out, but then it went back in the ocean and hit it again. And this time, it wasn't quite as strong. I think it was about a Category 1 the second time. But the thing was that the first hurricane brought tons of rain, and then the second same hurricane, Hurricane John, hit it twice over 3 days, just sat over it and just inundated Acapulco and the whole state of Guerrero with massive amounts of water. Over a meter of water within 3 days dropped in that area. And we saw just massive, massive flooding, unbelievable flooding, like white water rafting, although it was brown, coming down from every street in Acapulco. If people were caught in that, you just see them whisking by. It was just unbelievable. And again, as you mentioned, Hurricane Helene was happening at the same time, which is also very interesting that it hit an area where they've been trying to put in lithium mines in Northern Carolina. And all the areas where they wanted to put in mines have all been hit. And so a lot of people are watching that, and for good reason, because it sounds like it's still absolutely terrible there. We're hearing horrible stories still, and this is days afterwards of people who are still in dire situations there. But because of that, again, no one even noticed the hurricane in Acapulco that hit twice, right, which is never, again, the meteorologists were like, we've never seen that before. And it was very similar to Hurricane Otis in that respect, in that last year when it hit, it was right as Israel was beginning the genocide of people in Palestine. So no one again noticed it. So that's three hurricanes, but two technically that have hit Acapulco and no one's ever heard of them.
That's it's always, you got to look at, you know, when something happens, like a death happens with the elite or some popular political figure, you often have to follow the motive and also follow the money. But with hurricanes, you seem to follow, you want to follow the timing of it. What's happening around that time that you got to pay attention to? And it's always, you know, like last year you said it was right when, you know, Israel struck or got struck and started this entire war. And now it's the election season. So I want to talk about Acapulco for a second, but I want to go back to, first of all, the Hurricane Helene in the States. What do you think the main reasons are for, you know, I believe it was geoengineered. I believe most, if not all, major weather events at this point are geoengineered and manipulated and manufactured. But given that it probably was geoengineered, what do you think the purpose was, or if there were multiple purposes for this particular hurricane, first of all?
Well, I should say to begin that we know for decades that basically the government / CIA has said they can control the weather. And they've shown that in so many different ways. So it is actually, it makes a lot of sense that whenever there's a major event, a weather event, that people should be very, very suspicious at this moment in time. And I think Acapulco just proves that. It got hit by three hurricanes, but technically two, that were unheard of and never happened naturally ever. But all hit Acapulco all at once. And that's for a different reason that we can talk about as well.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. Let's first talk. You talked about the lithium. Tell us a little bit more about that and then other possible motives for Helene first.
Yeah, who knows, right? Like, it's really difficult to say exactly why they do these things and if they did do them, because, you know, hurricanes have occurred naturally before, but right, now with what they've got, you have to be incredibly suspicious. And I've seen all kinds of radar maps showing all kinds of activity going on during Hurricane Helene. For me, just at a quick glance, and I've been busy just recovering from the Acapulco hurricane, but at a quick glance, that's, you know, prime Republican type territory right before this election. It also is where they've been trying to put in lithium mines, which has had a lot of pushback from the people who live there who don't want a lithium mine right in their backyard. Okay. It actually will be one of the biggest lithium mines in the world if they do it. And now there's no houses there. So it's very, very convenient. So it's, wow. When you look at these things, you just, it brings a whole new meaning to the word, like corporate hostile takeover. They're doing them with the weather now. We live in bizarre times. We're living in some apocalyptic type movie at the moment, where a lot of the natural events, and of course, what have they been saying for a long time? This is all man-made climate change. Well, it is pretty much for sure man-made, but it's not natural at all. It's actually mostly done by the globalists who are doing these things all over the place for whatever reason they want. And they have numerous reasons. Sometimes it's takeover. Sometimes it's put into a lithium mine. In Acapulco, for example, I think they've had an idea to make that into like a smart city, which is crazy because Acapulco is one of the most anarchist, anti-government places basically in the world. And that's why they're targeting it.
Okay, yeah. So why Acapulco out of all places too? Why have they targeted it, and now twice, which makes me think they're targeting it specifically for a reason. Why do you think Acapulco? What's there?
Again,
what's hidden there?
Well, I don't think anything's hidden there, but it is an incredible place. And I think they've had it in mind to get more control of that area. It's one of the more outlaw places in the world. That's why Acapulco is there, is because it's very anarchist. Most people don't listen to anything the government says. And because of that, it's incredibly free and in most ways, really great. But we saw some documents that I came aware of during Hurricane Otis that they wanted to put a smart city in Acapulco. Then they hit it with the first hurricane. Now they've hit it with basically two more hurricanes, one with wind, one with water. They're trying to run out, I think, I can't say for sure, obviously, but I think all of the people who live in Acapulco, who are mostly not very wealthy, quite a lot of them are quite poor, rid of them all. And just very similar as what they did in Maui, get rid of the locals and then put in their Oprahs and their Jeff Bezos and all the globalists move in and they create their little smart city, soulless enclave in those areas. And I think that's probably what they're doing in Acapulco as well, or trying.
Well, and so Acapulco and Anarcapulco, you know, you're at the forefront of it and you're kind of running a parallel system to what we have, you know, the shitty controlled government and whatnot, the Marxist system that they have in place for us of totalitarian control. You're trying to run basically a parallel system, but that's obviously for freedom loving people, for people who want to live freely, who want to live prosperously. Is that correct? That's sort of what you guys are trying to build over in Acapulco?
I wouldn't really say that. No, we're not trying to create any
like a parallel world-changing society,
thing, a parallel society or anything like that. But what it is, it's an anarcho-capitalist freedom conference that's now going on its 11th year. That's in Acapulco, Mexico. And it actually has affected Acapulco quite a bit. In fact, we saved a lot of Acapulco from Hurricane Otis last year by raising over $400,000. Wow. And by the way, we're raising money this time for this hurricane. We've already raised over $20,000. It just started yesterday.
Amazing.
At HurricaneJohnRecovery.com. And we can use all the help we can get. There's been hundreds, if not thousands, of people have lost their homes. It just got washed away after they barely recovered from the last one. You know, we're in Acapulco. We're not saying we're trying to change Acapulco and make it anything that it already isn't.
Yeah, that's not what I meant.
They definitely want to change it.
Yeah, it's more like what I was trying to get at is there's a lot of people that are starting to flock there and gather there and build a community of people who enjoy freedom and who are, you know, trying to get away from the United States or the horrible Marxist systems that they have there, the globalist systems, and live truly freely and possibly grow their own things and, you know, have a different kind of more prosperous system. But that makes me feel like, you know, the deep state globalists, they've got to know about Anarcapulco and they've got to know, I'm sure, about the kinds of people who are starting to move to and live in Acapulco. And to have that be a target, it's like a message that's being sent. Hey, you freedom loving people, you know, don't try to go and start your own community and gather and be with each other. We're going to just nuke you. We're going to knock you down. And because they don't want people like you guys and us gathering or building a community and living amongst each other. They want everybody to be brainwashed and controlled and living in a little pod and vaccinated. So that's just that, right? I mean, that feels just so nefarious that they would target you guys and for many reasons, but to try to collapse what you're building, all the great that you're doing over there and try to knock you down and demotivate you from growing.
Yeah, it definitely is. The good news is that they're not stopping us. In fact, if anything, they're just making us far stronger. Because of what we did with Hurricane Otis, we were so prepared for this one. We were up and running with fundraisers. We had teams ready to help people.
Amazing.
After this most recent hurricane. But yes, they definitely are targeting for various reasons. I think also Mexico in general gets targeted because it hasn't gone along with a lot of the globalist stuff. So they haven't gone along with, like, for example, like the GMO stuff as much, although there's a new Jewish president who's just about to be coming in as president named Sheinbaum in Mexico. So we'll see how that changes things as well. But there's probably numerous reasons. But I should point out that Hurricane Otis, the first point of contact where it hit was Max Egan's house, who's a very outspoken person
yes.
about weather weapons. And then right behind is the secret garden where Anarcapulco is held. And that's where the first one hit. And the second one has basically flooded out the secret garden yet again. But we're already in the process of rebuilding. You know, who knows? There's another storm coming in later this week, by the way. So
Wow. Who
knows what's going to happen next? But we'll just keep doing what we have to do. Keep helping the local community as much as we can. And You know, starting to look into as well how we can counter these weather weapons. There's actually some technologies out there to do that. And there's also, of course, our spiritual mind and stuff. If we all meditate, if we all pray on one thing, we can change the world. And I think that's probably more the way to go. But in the meantime, we're just surviving all the weather weapons they can throw at us, and we'll see what happens next.
Amen. Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for all the hard work that you guys are doing over there. I think that's incredible that you're helping the community so much like that and truly making a difference and raising so much money. Now, before we say goodbye to, I wanted to just touch on one more time this lithium angle or potential motive to Hurricane Helene. So how valuable is lithium and the ability to be able to set up mines, lithium mines there, you think, to the globalists, to the deep state, et cetera?
Well, I should say I'm no expert on lithium, but yeah. I know a little bit, I think. And I would say that it's a very rare metal, basically. I think it's a metal, so I'm no expert.
Yeah.
there's not a lot of lithium mines out there in the world. I'm aware of that. It's very needed for a lot of the AI and the computer chips and things like that.
Wow.
So it would not be a surprise at all if part of the reason, and there's probably numerous reasons, that they steered this hurricane towards that area and did unbelievable flooding there to flood and destroy everything there, is probably one of the objectives is to put in that lithium mine. And there's probably, you just have to look at who's probably behind the lithium mine. And I can already tell you without even looking, because they own everything. It's BlackRock. It basically owns everything on Earth. They're probably doing something similar to that again. And it's just incredible, like I said, that we live in this day and age where a lot of the things that happen aren't natural, and they're doing them. And can you just imagine the power that these people have? They can destroy anything on Earth with a touch of a button now. And most people, not people who watch your show, probably people who don't pay attention to me, but normies and NPCs, we'll never know that anything nefarious ever happened. They'll just consider it an act of God, of course, and just think that we're all crazy, even though there's plenty of evidence, of decades of patents and information and proof that they can steer and control most of these weather events.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you guys haven't seen some of these videos and tweets going around about the lithium motive to this Hurricane Helene and the vast amount of lithium that has been found in these exact areas right in the path of the hurricane, coincidentally, check these out.
All right, my friends, no time to waste here. Did you know that the United States has multiple patents on how to steer and control hurricanes and tornadoes? Yes, this is very real, and it's backed by sources, as well as our own NOAA website, which discusses weather manipulation and what steps you or I would have to take in order to do our own weather manipulation. My friends, this is no joke. Many people believe that weather manipulation was used for Hurricane Helene, then somehow coincidentally stalled over the rare lithium-producing towns of Western and North Carolina, which is the exact location of the largest lithium deposit we have in the United States. Now, something to keep in mind while moving forward, ever since we left Afghanistan, we have lost the ability to mine lithium there, where most of it used to come from. Now we are stuck having to fill this insane demand we have for this lithium right here in the United States. Once again, the largest deposit being right over the towns that just got completely destroyed by this hurricane. All right, so before I tie this all up with this lithium situation, this video you're looking at right now went super viral over the last few days. We have over 3 million views on this clip here, where we are talking about these weird anomalies that were taking place right before landfall of Hurricane Helene. There's a lot of controversy about what's going on here, but these things pointed directly to where we saw landfall. Not only that, but we saw some weird scalar-looking beams in there, a lot of weird stuff that we were breaking down, and it's causing a lot of talk about this situation, which is the point here. We've already established that weather manipulation exists, but I want you to take a look at this website from 2007, my friends. That's 17 years ago. And it came out from the Telegraph. It says, "Scientist a step closer to steering hurricanes." Now, in this article, they explain how they are using technology in order to control, manipulate, and steer these types of storms, including tornadoes. So when you take things like this, and you also add these patents that have been out for decades, you begin to see a picture being painted of what is really going on. Now, this isn't to say that every bit of weather is manipulated and controlled. It means that they have the capability of doing this, and it's right in your face. Now, I can't say for sure that Hurricane Helene was controlled by this type of technology, but it certainly looked like it was, and it certainly did epic, record-breaking damage that we have not seen in any of our lifetimes. So this will come down to you making your own conclusions and taking the data and making your own educated decisions on what you're seeing.
And lastly, we'll wrap up here in a second, but wanted to get your thoughts on the latest, the Iran missile strike against Israel. Any reaction to that?
I've actually been slow to react to it. I haven't posted anything on Twitter or anything yet, and it happened yesterday. And that's because it's still very hard to tell what actually happened. And that's normally the case with war, but it's also the case with all the sides are always putting out propaganda. The most I can say at this moment in time is it appears that Iran did strike a lot of the military targets inside Israel. And I think this is all part of basically a globalist bankster plan to create World War III, because they created World War I, they created World War II. It's the banksters. It's always the banksters. Yep. That's how they make most of their money. And they also are highly satanic, and they love it when hundreds of millions of people die. So I think they basically control Iran. In fact, a lot of the Iranian leaders are, not many people know this, are basically Jewish. And so they do these events. And now Israel has a reason, again, to go ahead and attack Iran. And then, of course, Russia will come in. And, of course, Vladimir Putin is a World Economic Forum, young global leader from like 20 years ago. And they're all going to fight. And probably hundreds of millions or billions of people might die during it. And that's all part of the objective. And I actually think that's going to happen fairly soon. Maybe as soon as this month it will begin. It'll definitely be going on in the next year or so. Massive, massive events. And I think that whatever happened yesterday is just the prelude to it, the reason for why it happened. But you can't trust anything about what anyone's saying about all these things. I would just say, just trust your own eyes and trust yourself in knowing that these governments and these central banks and these nefarious people, these globalists, are basically trying to destroy and kill everyone on Earth. So you might want to pay attention to that at the very least.
Yeah, absolutely. My thoughts exactly. And we will be closely following the story, of course, even though it's all orchestrated by that secret ingredient that orchestrated the hurricanes as well. Jeff Berwick, always great to have you on. Tell everybody, of course, again, where they can find you and follow you, and the link again for your hurricane fundraiser.
Sure. You can just go to dollarvigilante.com. I'm also on X at dollarvigilante on X. We have vigilante.tv with a lot of great videos from freedom type people. But the main thing I want to let people know right now is about the Hurricane John Recovery website, which is at hurricanejohnrecovery.com. We can use any donations. We raised over $400,000 for Otis. We've only raised about $20,000 this time. I think it's because it's quite different. This one's a very different type hurricane. Also, people are obviously paying attention to what's going on in the U.S. So people are looking at donating for those things. Also, the economy's been destroyed in the last year. So I think there's numerous reasons why we haven't raised anywhere near what we raised the last time, but it's definitely needed. There's people right now that have been in basically waist deep in muddy water for a week with almost no food, no water, no anything. And we're rushing out there right now with all the supplies we can get from donations to try to at least help them in any way we can.
Yeah. Amen. And thank you so much for your help and hard work. We really appreciate it. Guys, give anything you can to Hurricane John relief. We'll be right back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere, and make sure you do follow Jeff Berwick and Dollar Vigilante. We'll be right back. Hey, guys. Well, you all know how much I love dogs, and especially how much I love my beautiful princess, but very picky pug, Layla. And you know how much I want to just take care of her and have her living her best and most fulfilling, healthiest life. Well, I discovered Nature's Blend Essential Wellness for Dogs. This is the advanced all-natural solution for your dog's health, and she loves it. She's very picky, but somehow she loves this one. Their freeze-dried formula provides maximum nutritional content in every meal for your furry friend. And it's also so easy to prepare. You just add water and watch as your dog enjoys a nutritious feast in minutes. It's crafted by renowned veteran Dr. Marty. Nature's Blend combines premium quality raw meat with hand-selected fruits and veggies. Thousands of happy dog parents give their dogs the gift of vitality while their dogs' tails are wagging. Trying Nature's Blend, by the way, is risk-free with their 100% money-back guarantee. That's right, they have a 100% money-back guarantee. So I want you, if you love your furry friend, check these people out. It's an incredible company. Go to DeannaLovesDogs.com for more info and get your dog's tail wagging. Again, that's DeannaLovesDogs.com, DeannaLovesDogs.com, lovesdogs.com, and let me know how it works out. Give your dog the gift of vitality. Why is Kingdom Fuel so much better than a lot of other supplements and nutritional supplements out there? Because this is a really, really good shake. My favorite, by the way, is the vanilla, but I've got the vanilla and the chocolate.
Well, Kingdom Fuel is not just a protein shake. It has organic pea protein, full spectrum, full amino acid profile, 20 grams of protein, but it's also got added to it greens and reds. A lot of people buy those separately. It's got vitamins and minerals and soluble and insoluble fiber. That is a complete meal, and it's under $5 per serving. And people use three scoops. But
Yeah.
guess what? Most people don't. They use one or two. So you're talking about a full, complete meal, and the shelf life is 2 years if you don't open it. Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And if we're in any kind of apocalypse, you can pretty much eat this all day
You can.
And
You
a
can live on
cereal
it.
and be really, really healthy. All right, cool. And guys, you can find the Kingdom Fuel line of products at Dr. Sherwood's website, of course, sherwood.tv, and use promo code SHOTS to get 30% off. Again, that's promo code SHOTS to get 30% off. I love this shake. It's amazing, great, and keeps me healthy. Welcome back to Shots Fired. All right, well, we have so many health questions these days, so many questions about our health, our bodies, how to look younger, how to feel younger, how to beat the COVID craziness and brainwashing that we see every single day. Big pharma being pushed into our lives that we don't want, the bioweapon and the vaccines being pushed into us and our children. So many questions and so much chaos. How do we make sense of it all? Well, I'm really excited to announce that we're having a new regular segment here on Shots Fired with a doctor, and not just any doctor, my favorite doctor, who's been a great regular and friend of the show and the network, Dr. Mark Sherwood. And Dr. Mark Sherwood has an incredible story himself. He's a naturopathic doctor, and not only is he great at helping people and serving people, but he served people in many other ways before he became a doctor. And we're going to be having this Ask the Doctor segment regularly for you guys to ask questions, and he's going to be answering them. So we're excited to have you on regularly with this new segment. Dr. Mark Sherwood, thanks so much for joining us again and now regularly. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm excited about this as well, Dan. It's going to give people a chance to interact and get some of their burning questions answered with a little bit of a hint of hope on the backside.
I love that. It's true. A hint of hope. And you were a very hopeful, optimistic, and Christ-centered person yourself, which I love. And you always do, despite all the doom and gloom, you end on a positive note and you leave people with very practical takeaways. So I love that about you. And that's why I'm having you on my show regularly. So I wanted to ask you first, you have a really interesting background, but you started as a member of the SWAT team and police officer, and now you're a naturopathic doctor, helping people look their best, feel their healthiest, and their youngest. So that's kind of an interesting transition. Can you tell us a little bit more so people understand, who you are, how this happened? How did you transition from SWAT team member, policeman to, here we go, you're a naturopathic doctor helping people with their health?
I know it sounds like an odd transition,
Kind
doesn't it? But it's really not when
of,
you
yeah.
know the background behind it. So, in my latter years on department, and I served for 24 years, I was put in charge of developing a wellness program that didn't exist. So I began to statistically look around and survey other departments. I couldn't find anything. And I sensed back then that even officer wellness was an officer safety issue. One
That's good.
stat blew my mind. 66 years old. That's the age of death of a retired 20-year male police officer, 66.
That's
Now,
scary.
that hasn't changed in over 5 decades.
Wow.
I went on a mission at that point to figure out how I could serve my fellow officer better and how I could honor them better and protect them more. And I quickly realized that life, stress, the things that we have around us, the pollutions was doing the same thing to everybody else. So I thought, you know, I started studying. It was like Forrest Gump kept on running. I kept on studying and I never stopped. My colleagues thought I was an idiot. And what are you doing? So I just kept on going and decided to become a naturopath to really protect and serve in a broader way. And I still have passion for law enforcement people. I've seen the best and worst of people in the worst situations. So it's given me a unique perspective.
Yeah, I'll say, and it sounds like there's so many people that become that go into law enforcement, and it might be not for the right reasons, but ultimately you're kind of supposed to get into law enforcement because you want to protect and serve your fellow citizens. And that's not too far of a stretch from what you're doing now, just in a different capacity. It's really similar. I mean, you truly want to protect and serve your people, and now it's just transitioned to sort of a different medium. So I definitely can see that transition, and it just again shows how authentic and passionate you are.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's just the focus of the mission has gotten more broad, I suppose, and gotten more expansive, and it's good because people need help, man. And people come to us just like they used to call me for service, you know, to try to deal with the crisis. Now I deal with crisis moments, of course. My wife does as well, but we also have become very good at preventing crisis by being preventive minded or proactive speaking within our healthcare plans and protocols.
Amazing. All right. Well, that's really cool. And again, it's refreshing to hear because so many people get into careers for the wrong reasons. And, it's obviously very authentic to you. So
Yeah.
thank you for your service in many capacities. And you're the perfect patriot in person to serve where we're at now, which is a crisis in health and a crisis in information. We have so much different information coming at us through CNN and through the deep state globalist lens of big pharma and fast food, McDonald's, and everything else, intentionally trying to keep us unhealthy and poor and overweight and really dying, at death's door. So
Yeah,
one,
it
sorry, go
really,
on.
no, it really is. I think we have a border crisis of another type. You know, the borders of our brain,
Wow, yeah.
our eyes, our ears, and that, believe it or not, our hearts, and that thing that sits below our nose and above our chins, our mouths too. We need to really be guarding those things quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess one of the questions I have to ask you today is I see a lot of sick people and in different types of sick, but one type of sickness that's very evident and really an epidemic in America is the obesity epidemic and being overweight and not having the right nutrients. Not being in shape and not being in shape, not in a way of vanity of just wanting to look good, but really when you're not in great shape, it also deprives you of being a great parent, being a better, more healthier contribution to the world. So, and live, of course, living your best and longest life. So when people are overweight, what advice or couple pieces of advice might you have? For people to start getting into better shape. And what does that have to do with someone's thyroid? I can't remember if it's overactive or underactive thyroid that often causes weight issues, but I'll hand it over to the doctor on that one.
Well, you mentioned something called obesity, Deanna, and I think that people need to understand obesity is the fastest growing non-communicable disease in the history of the world. Just let that sink in a moment. We now see obesity, 70 some odd percent of America's population right now are either overweight or obese. By 2050, that's predicted to be 100%. Today, it's affecting children. Children 2 years of age to 6 years of age, 12% are already obese.
That's a
This is
shame.
destroying us. You know, we talk about our population swelling because of illegal, unlawful immigration.
Right.
We're swelling in our bodies because of really what we've allowed in willingly, as you said, it's not about vanity. This is a health issue. I'm seeing this like accepted right now. We're almost adopting this fat acceptance. And look, it's not about being over fat. It's not about being overweight. It's about being under healthy.
Right.
You're sick, and excess adiposity, excess fat holds toxins. So toxins live because most of them are lipophilic, meaning they love fat. They reside in the fat tissue. And as the fat swells, it's like creating more hotels for more toxins, and they store there. We're seeing cancers on the rise that's directly tied to obesity. We're seeing type 2 diabetes on the rise directly tied to obesity. We're seeing heart disease and brain disease and autoimmune disease directly tied to obesity. Chronic systemic inflammation is really synonymous with obesity because the excess adipose or fat tissue makes extremely large amounts of inflammatory signals in the body. So it really is a complex process. Today, you asked the question about thyroid. Many, many people are going to the doctor and they're finding out that they have an underactive thyroid known as hypo, as opposed to hyperthyroidism. And they go, well, what's going on? Maybe this is my problem. The doctor will give them a medication. But that didn't solve the problem, because what happens is, this is a unique connection, I hope people catch this. When we gain fat too fast, the fat tissue makes a hormone called leptin. That's L-E-P-T-I-N. And so, Deanna, that leptin swims up to our brain and it says, hey, guys, you know, as if our brain's a bunch of guys, it says, hey, I've got some extra fat tissue here that's energy and you can use it now. And in normal circumstances, like when we're young, the brain says, okay, thyroid, crank it up, because we got plenty of energy. So our metabolism is really raging through the roof. You hear people say, when I was young, I could eat anything and I had a third leg, you know, that kind of thing, right?
Right.
But what happens as we age, that leptin happens so fast, so rapidly. The weight gain happens so rapidly, faster than our bodies have ever intended to have it. And then our brains get leptin resistance, like the boy who cried wolf too many times. And the brain, instead of hearing, I've got extra fuel, it hears, I've got no fuel. When it hears that, it sends a signal to the thyroid that says, guys, calm down. We don't got anything up. We're starving, so you need to turn down the metabolism. So the beat goes on, and we don't address the problem. If we would just avoid and reverse this obesity crisis, it would avert a lot of conditions that we are ravaged with in our country today, Deanna, and it would revolutionize the idea of, and really probably rename the idea of healthcare.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about how much money they're making off of overweight people and the slew of different problems and diseases that leads to, you know, that you just mentioned. And I just want to say too, real quick, again, that it's not about vanity. I love how Cosmopolitan and GQ magazine and women's beauty magazines are glorifying obese women and putting them up as model of the year, supermodel of the year, when really it's glorifying unhealthiness, glorifying a early death. It's really sinister.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, even the term model, let's think through that a moment.
Yeah.
Model is supposed to model something you are supposed to be. The last I checked, modeling was supposed to be something you exemplified. And we're seeing through
Good
media
point.
the push and inundation of brainwashing. It's absolutely almost a sign of sympathizing with your captors, you know? We've got that whole idea that says, well, it's normal. It's not normal. I can tell you it's not normal, because I test genetics on every person. And genetics have changed 2% in 10,000 years. That's it. It's not the cause of our genes. It's the cause of our environment. And the environment interacts with our genes. It's called an epigenetic conversation, and it creates this expression. And the expression right now is obesity, but it's driven by our genes. The genes sort of load a gun, perhaps, but the environment's what pulls the trigger. Thought I'd throw that analogy on there for
you. I love that. Any analogy to guns is great for our audience and me. You're very, very well said. And I couldn't agree with you more. And again, it's just like some people might be pointing at me and like, you're just saying that because you're thinner. And really, no, I'm not. And it's about eating healthy, and it's about not about vanity or beauty. It's about being healthy. And nor do I think people who are striving to be rail thin is also a good model to model, right? It's about being what's healthy for you and your body type and what makes you feel good, what gives you more energy, what gives you the ability as a mom or a dad to run around with your kids and do things with them. And I can bet people who are really, really overweight don't have the freedom and the energy to do those things if they were honest with themselves. So, this is about getting our culture back to healthiness, not sickness.
You're right. And I have people in my office like daily and on Zoom like this daily. And it's heartbreaking because, Deanna, this is what I hear daily. And you talk about a sad situation is when someone looks at you and they say these words, "I've tried everything to lose weight. I've tried this and that and this and that, and I'm losing hope. I hate myself. I hate my body. I can't get around anymore. I hurt all the time. I got all this stuff going on, and I just wish I wasn't even alive anymore because now my husband or wife looks at me and they don't love me, and I really don't love myself." And I hear that, and that's not, derogatory towards the person. That's where people are. And they need to get a transition and know that it's safe and it's okay to admit we have an issue. That's strength, that's courage. And it takes even more courageousness to ask for help. We need help in this country, a lot of help from not just politically. We need it from a health standpoint because we can't even make critical decisions if we're distracted by disease. Think about this. This has been the game plan all along, to get us distracted by diseases, to get us in bondage to big pharma where they own you. And now we've got a problem that we can't fix, but the government can. It's just a mess. And I think we've got so much more in us as a country than I do what we're living at. And if we don't fix this obesity crisis, I'm going to make a bold statement here. This will be the downfall of this nation because we are an embarrassment right now to the world. The world sees us and look at us for a model. What are we modeling right now? Are we modeling health or are we modeling chaos? I suggest we're probably now modeling the latter.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and if you are a true conservative, freedom lover, don't play into the deep state's game. Get healthy. I mean, the best way that we can beat them at their own sick game is by being healthy. And then they're like, shoot, not enough people are dying. Oh no, that's us winning. So if you want to win, get healthy, get into your best shape, get into your best health, right? And of course, there's no one better to do it than you, Dr. Sherwood. Any last
Well, I
words?
appreciate
And
that.
of course, and tell everybody again where they can find you and get your products. And you also have a promo code for our listeners too, right?
I do. People can go to
Perfect.
sherwood.tv/shotsfired. Just go right
Woo!
there. And believe it or not, I love what you do. I love what you
Thank
stand
you.
for. Love the network, or I wouldn't be here either. I mean, this is a,
Amen.
I feel very honored and humbled to have the opportunity. And so we've created some special discounts for all the stuff that we do there. And you go in there into that website, you use the code SHOTS. So we're all about shots here, And
Yes.
when you go use the word shots, it's 30% off of everything that we got there listed. And we just want to be a resource and a tool that gives people blessings and gives them the ability to go fight forward, like I like to say.
Absolutely. Be a warrior of your own mind, a warrior in the world, a warrior of your own body. And hey, that's really my New Year's resolution too. I mean, we all get a little content, towards the end of the year, and then the holiday season rolls around. We don't watch our bodies typically that as much, but that's one of my resolutions this year's too, is to get into my best health, my feeling of more energy and vitality too. So I'm excited to get on board.
Well, you're going to do great, and I get the opportunity to help you do that, which is going to be an awesome kind of experience that we get to share with people, and we're
Definitely.
excited about that.
Absolutely. Us too. Follow my health journey as I will be following yours, guys. Thanks so much, Dr. Mark Sherwood. Go ahead and follow him. Check out his website, of course, and we'll be back soon. Guys, we'll be right back right after these messages, so don't you go anywhere.
Second thing we can do is drink water. I mean, you hear me talk about hydrogen water all the time with our little bottles.
Yes.
We have to have water to live. Our bodies are 65% water, just like the earth is. Go figure.
Right.
Wow. Does that not give you chills right there to think about?
Totally.
That?
Yeah.
When we drink that water, if we can bring hydrogen in there, it can reduce inflammation, it can reduce free radicals, and it can bring calm and peace to the cells. So I don't know how better we can get than those two tips. And we need that more today. Dan, if we're stuck and just locked into what's next in the news, it's going to lock us in all night. It's like locking into a self-imposed prison.
100%. And you have an incredible water hydration device as well that we can talk about real quick. I know that you probably have it on your desk right now.
I drink this every day. This is, forgive me for sounding like an infomercial, but this is the truth, man.
Yeah.
It's on my desk, even before we came alive. I put water in here about 5 minutes ago, pushed the button, and this little chamber that's via electrolysis creates hydrogen in here. And I'll push the button one more time so people can see that. Really cool.
So cool.
See, and it puts little bubbles in there. Really neat like that. And when I'll turn it off and it'll show you when I pull the lid off, you can hear a little pressure, and I just drink the water.
Yeah, you don't want to be just drinking tap water. I mean, you want to be, not all water is created equal, right? I mean, of course, we want to be hydrating with lots and lots of water as one of your tips, but not all water is necessarily created equal.
No, get your water filtered. Reverse osmosis is my favorite. There's a lot of little portable filters. One can do from a hardware store to put on your fountain and or on your pitchers in your house. Or you can get an indoor filter system, works pretty good. We have one. Or you can buy filtered water too.
Mm-hmm.
But the cool thing about this is when I drink this, it reduces not just the inflammation and the free radicals, but it can make my cells respond in a younger manner. Cheers to being younger, older, I guess, I suppose.
Yeah.
But it's really important to really, you got yours too. It's important to do the right things that are simple.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer in the KISS principle, keep it simple, silly,
Yes.
And what we talked about is learning to redefine stress, understand the addiction of stress, getting outside, getting away from it all, and then filling your body with the water, which is life.
All right, guys, that's it for tonight. Thanks so much for watching Shots Fired. Remember, twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, right after the Stu Peters Show. And in the meantime, follow us on social media, especially Gab, Telegram, Truth Social, and Getter at Real Deanna Lorraine, and on X for all the latest and controversial posts, Deanna for Congress. Make sure you do follow me on X and share my stuff because Elon still has me so shadow banned. Special shout out to our chat room. Thanks so much for your support. I love ya. And if you do want to support Shots Fired even more and make sure that we stay on the air, go to my sponsors in the Rumble description below. Check them out. They're the most base and patriotic companies that you can ever patronize. So please make sure you check out our sponsors, especially Sherwood.com/shots. The Sherwoods, they're the best naturopathic doctors out there that will get you looking your best, youngest, and healthiest. All right, guys, that's it for now. Layla and I say we love you, God bless you, and God bless America. See you next time. Have a great weekend.